Thank you very much. You certainly all remember the last meeting of the parties, which was held in Astana, or now it's called Nur Sultan. And we are very much looking forward already to the next one, which will be held in autumn 2021 in Estonia. But indeed, as it was said, for the future, so beyond 2021, so far there's no host country yet, and it was decided at the last meeting of the parties that there should be a procedure developed for proposing future host countries for meetings of the parties. And the document which Lea has mentioned, number 10, describes some the potential elements of this procedure. So I will briefly present it, yes. So the meetings of the parties of the Water Convention, as most of you know, are held every 3 years. And they would be, they are actually held in Geneva unless another country is offering to organize it. And so far, all of the meetings, except for one in 2009, were held in other locations. but it is important that the location is always decided 3 years in advance in order to allow the host country the time to prepare for it, to get the necessary budget, and so on and so forth. That's why such decision was taken at the last meeting of the parties. Also, it is regular practice under the Water Convention that the representative of the host country is chairing the bureau and the meeting of the parties for the following 3 years after the meeting of the parties held in his or her country. The basic United Nations rule is that bodies such as the Water Convention meeting of the parties can hold the sessions away from the headquarters or away from Geneva if, when the host countries agree to cover the additional costs. And this involves preparation of a host country agreement. So the host country plays an important role to prepare the decisions for the meeting of the parties, to ensure visibility and impact. But all this is obviously not done by the host country alone, but also by the secretariat and the other parties and the bureau and so on and so forth. Then some of the benefits of hosting a meeting of the parties could be to promote that have hosting a meeting of the parties can help promote multi-sectoral engagement at the national level for the convention. It can help to raise the profile of the country within the UN system and within among the other countries. And that certainly there are opportunities for high-level discussions at the meeting of the parties and so on and so forth. And more detail, again, is provided in the document which we provided to you. Then afterwards, the chairmanship, as I said, is usually then taken over 3 years by the country, the party concerned. And now, since we are late, I would like to come right away to the possible procedure for the future, so beyond 2021. And this procedure would be that 20 months after the last session of a meeting of the parties, so in our case now it would be in June 2020, the secretariat would send out like a call for proposals to, for the meeting of the parties 4 years afterwards. And also with specifications, what it entails, and so on and so forth. And then 10 months after that, if countries are interested, they should submit proposals to the secretariat. The bureau will review and discuss this. And then the secretariat would submit an overview of the proposals received for consideration and decision by the meeting of the parties. And this, so far in the past, we had always one country, and it's actually crucial to have one country, but let's see in the future what will be the future development. So this is the possible procedure for your comments now or